White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, where JB and Whitney and, you know, Hurricane Ida has hit in the New Orleans area.
You get
scared anytime it goes towards New Orleans ever since Katrina,
which, yeah, I know. And
I know they made a lot of improvements on the levees and things like that, but still.
Well, it's just sad because of, I mean, I guess it's science and geography. Neither one of those were my best subjects. But the same places get hit all the time.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's not like we're suffering every year from hurricane season. So it's sad because they rebuild and then they just get hit again. Why does anybody live there? Well, now I know why everyone's drinking so much in New Orleans.
Oh, I know. I know some people that relocated to here after Katrina.
Right.
Kind of to your point, they're like, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And there were times in my life I was like, God, it'd be so cool to have a beach house on the Texas coast. But then they get hit. They will get hit.
They do.
They get hammered.
I know. I'm sorry, but in L.A., like if we were getting earthquakes, well, I guess we do get earthquakes every year, but they're small, you know,
yeah.
they're little.
How often would that happen?
I would say maybe that people knew about. I'm sure there were little ones that nobody even knew about, but maybe 5 or 6 a year.
Dang.
Where you would feel it and know that it was happening.
I didn't know it was that often.
Yeah, but they were little. Maybe there was one that was, like, there were a few where you'd wake up and
your wine
and everything
glass fell
is,
over.
Yeah, exactly. My bong. No, just kidding. I don't have a bong. Anyway, yeah, I mean, you'd wake up and everything would be shaking, but it just lasted a second. The hurricane doesn't last a second or even 10 seconds.
Right, and you know it's coming.
And you know it's coming.
That's the difference. You know for a
week. But I like that. I like that. I want to know. Like, that's the hardest part about the earthquake is you never know. So when I first moved there and I had little kids, I was afraid to go to the grocery store, you know, without them. I mean, they weren't super little. Like, they were like, when, you know, at a certain age when I was leaving them alone, like when Sydney was like 10.
Right.
You know, and the grocery store was literally like 2 blocks away and I was gone for 30 minutes.
Right.
But I needed milk or something. And they would laugh because every time I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go get milk. If there's an earthquake, what do you do? Because you're like, it could easily happen while you're gone for that 30 minutes or down the street at a neighbor's. And in, you know, in 5 minutes, the building is gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, have you seen some of the footage from the hurricane?
Not that much. Sad. I was watching a little bit of news this morning.
Yeah,
and there was
a lot of deep
standing water, but I didn't see a lot of damage. It was more flooding.
No. I saw this morning on the news, like literally buildings, like one by one, the bricks just flying off, and it's demolished.
From the high winds.
Yeah,
oh,
from
man.
The winds.
Ooh.
But I know we're about to tell some facts that I kind of looked over, and so I'm not going to tell you some of the facts that I found out today, but we're going to go over them, and it's pretty crazy. It's so sad. And some people chose to stay.
I know.
That's what's crazy to me.
They don't have the, a lot of them don't have the connections or resources
to
leave.
But I think the city helps you. I don't know. I would think that they would help you relocate, but maybe not. Yeah.
I mean, for a short time as a kid, I lived in Savannah, Georgia, and I remember evacuating more than once, and we'd go way inland and stay somewhere until it passed.
Yeah.
But again, it's you know, either a relative to stay with
or just
the money.
Well,
a lot of those people don't have the money or a vehicle or a place to go.
Right. No, it's so sad.
I know.
Anyway, let's get to some of these things that maybe people don't know about what happened with Ida. It's pretty crazy. Oh, you want me to fill you in?
Yes.
I thought you were going to fill me in. Well, then just a second, sir. Well, the first thing I'll tell you is that, you know, obviously when you have a huge storm like that, you lose power, right?
Mm-hmm.
The entire city of New Orleans lost power. everyone.
Yeah.
Every single business person, there was no power in the entire city. That's crazy.
Well, and then if you remember during our freeze this past year,
right,
not only could you not get anywhere, which a lot of those people can't because of flooding, right, there was no power, so no stores are open.
But it wasn't the entire city. You know, it, yeah, like this is the, it, it's as if the entire city, well, it's not as if, it actually happened. The entire city of New Orleans has, yeah, no power. So, I mean, yes, around here, we didn't have power, but I could drive down the street or across town to Circle C or whatever, and my cousin would have power.
Yeah.
But there was no power anywhere. Dang. That is so scary. Yeah. You talked about it being, you know, always scary now to talk about hurricanes hitting New Orleans after Katrina. The coincidence is yesterday was the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. God. Isn't that just horrific? So Hurricane Ida made landfall around noon yesterday as a Category 4 hurricane near, you know, in Louisiana. And it was less than 100 miles away from New Orleans when it hit land. A Category 4 hurricane sustains winds between 130 and 156 miles per hour.
Jeez.
Isn't that crazy? And the footage that I saw today, you know, literally huge trees bent over to the ground. Not uprooted, but literally bent over touching the ground all the way. It was crazy. Around 1 million people were without power, including all of New Orleans. And then there was obviously flash flood emergencies. The good news is Ida weakened to a Category 3 around 6 p.m. local time last night, 6 hours after the landfall. Then 3 hours later, it became a Category 2. So it, okay, and that tends to happen. It gains all its power out in the water.
Yeah.
And then as it starts around land, it slows down, hits land. Damn. The storm surge was so intense yesterday, this is crazy, that it stopped the flow of the Mississippi River.
I've heard. I did see that.
And then it reversed it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Unreal.
I know. They said this is extremely uncommon. Security camera footage caught some of the destruction in Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish. And you can find the videos if you, you know, want to Google it. St. Bernard Parish. Hmm. You can see. That's probably what I was seeing today on the news. Literally. You just watch. It was almost like, you know, those flip books that you used to make,
mm-hmm,
where, you know, you just flip through the pages really fast and you see something, some action. It was almost like that, a flip book of a house being built, like you, but then you reverse it and it was unbuilt. You were watching it be unbuilt.
Jeez.
It was so crazy. The first death was by a falling tree. I don't know why they're adding that, but it's just a fact. It's a weird one. Anyway.
Scary.
Yeah. Falling tree. But don't be outside. Well, maybe they weren't. It doesn't say where they were.
The tree could have fallen on the house.
True. Yeah. Good point. There's a lot of big, huge, old trees out there. It's a scary time for anyone who's medically impacted by the hurricane because local hospitals are already packed with COVID patients. And one of the things,
about that.
Yeah, I did. And then they lose power, although they have generators. But I did see one hospital. I'm not sure. I guess it was in New Orleans. The roof was pulled off of the hospital, so they had to try to evacuate those people. But how do you evacuate? Nobody
flooded.
Can get out.
Right.
And the winds, and I mean, if your roof has just been ripped off, obviously there's a wind situation. It's heartbreaking. So, it's very sad.
I know there are a lot of evacuees who have come to Austin to ride this out, and I saw something like Bunkhouse, which is a company that owns a lot of the boutique hotels, was offering up rooms and stuff
nice.
Like that. You know, it's and all these hotels just get booked up everywhere. It's just, God, yeah, it's so complicated.
And you throw in the whole COVID thing. Yeah, I mean, people aren't going to let you in. You know, I mean, like, you're not going to be as open to letting people come and stay with you. Or, I mean, obviously, if there was a hurricane and a family friend needed a place to stay, yeah, even if they had COVID, I'd be like,
I didn't think about the hospital thing, though. They're already a mess.
Which, yeah, here in Austin, we have more COVID hospitalizations now than we did at this time last year.
Yeah. Wow.
It's more now. It's crazy. It's so sad. My heart goes out to Louisiana. It's a fun, fun state.
I know.
And
I know.
New Orleans.
I know. We've all had fun, and we all have this connection to New Orleans.
Yeah.
To go through this again.
It's heartbreaking. So I'm sure they're going to need a lot of help. I mean, I know. I think our governor is sending a bunch of people over to help with cleanup and stuff. And I'm sure we're going to be getting a lot of requests for like donations and clothing and things like that. So. Okay. We can help out. Community helping community, JB.
You look for any reason to say that.
I do love to say community.